Perhaps as you've listened to the messages on this CD, you've thought, wow, these messages are so narrow, so exclusive. The truth is, you are right. God is a God of absolutes. We are dealing with the one and only true God and our relationship with Him. As God, He makes the rules. If we choose to come to God, we come His way, or we don't come. We have learned that we have offended God as a result of our own sin. Those offenses which have separated us from Him must be answered for, and then and only then can we have peace with God. All of us will die someday. It is inevitable, and we all know it. Before his death in 1981, American writer William Saroyan telephoned into the Associated Press this final, very Saroyan-like observation. Everyone has got to die, but I have always believed an exception would be made in my case. Now what? How very sad and pathetic. However, no exceptions will be made, no matter what anyone thinks. But death, as we know it, is not the end. It is only the end of our existence on earth. Death is like a doorway, a portal into another place, a final existence. Your body goes into the grave, but your soul, the real you, goes into God's great, never-ending eternity. So for each of us, there is an ultimate destination. What does that mean? What does ultimate mean? It means the last one, the final one. So we are talking about the final destination of our existence. It means there is no later option, no later alternative. In other words, this is it, forever. What then are the choices? God makes it plain that there is a real heaven and a real hell. Those are the only two biblical destinations. To be in heaven forever is absolutely incredible to think about. It is a place where there will never be any pain and no more tears. It is a place of perpetual light and joy. It is a place where we will forever be in the presence of the Lord Jesus who loves us. God says that the things He has prepared for those that love Him go beyond what any man has ever seen, ever heard, or ever even conceived. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be there? Can I tell you that God loves you and that God wants you there with Him forever? He has been and is even now filling heaven with those that have responded to the invitation and call of the gospel. As sinners in need of salvation, they have turned to Jesus as the only Savior, and their eternal destiny in heaven is secure. In contrast, to be in hell and the lake of fire forever is absolutely unthinkable. It is a place of utter darkness and total abandonment. It is a place of perpetual remorse and torment and thirst. It is a place of complete hopelessness. You and I will be in one or the other forever. Have you ever considered these ultimate destinations for yourself? You must, and you should do it now. But you say, how can I be sure? How can I know with complete certainty that I will be in heaven? Everyone wants something in which they can have complete confidence, something they can totally trust. In this day of uncertainty, of economic fear, people have no confidence in other people and in businesses that they used to trust. Too many people have lost everything because they trusted something or someone that wasn't trustworthy. The good news is there is an ultimate certainty, something and someone in whom you can completely trust. Long ago, Thomas asked the Lord how he could know the way. Perhaps you're thinking, there were many things that Jesus said and promised when He was here on earth. They sounded great, if they're true. I think He's God, the eternal Son of the eternal God. Didn't He say in John 10, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Now that's pretty bold language. Well, think of this. A Mohammedan and a Christian were discussing their religions and had agreed that both Muhammad and Christ were prophets. Where then lay the difference? The Christian illustrated it this way. I came to a crossroads, and I saw a dead man and a living man. Which one did I ask for directions? This response came quickly. The living one, of course. Why then, asked his friend, do you send me to Muhammad who is dead, instead of Christ who is alive? This is the basic difference between Christ and every other religious leader. All the others came into the world, lived, and died. But none of them lived again. The resurrection of Christ was the one event that persuaded his disciples once for all that he was the Christ, God's Son. My confidence, my certainty, rests in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he didn't rise from the dead as he said, then his word is suspect, and he doesn't have the power that he says he has. I can't therefore trust him. Thank God. Jesus is alive. He was seen alive by hundreds of people after his resurrection. He was seen going alive into the clouds, back into heaven. He is alive now, and he does have that power. His resurrection validates all that he says. The man that has that power has the power to save me and you. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says, God, that cannot lie, promised. This certainty rests in God and his word. He has promised that if we trust the Lord Jesus as Savior, we have eternal life. John 10 says, these are the words of the Lord Jesus. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So, friend, where does that leave you? You have a choice, a decision to make now as you listen to these messages. With all his heart, God longs for you to come to him for salvation, but he will not force you to come. Jesus said, I am the way, and no one comes to the Father except by me. He sets the ground rules, but he leaves the ultimate decision up to you. Someday, the decision you make will become final. In time, the hours and weeks and months and years that God gives you, you have the opportunity to come God's way and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. No one can make that decision for you. It is yours alone to make. Many, many years ago, Moses said to the nation of Israel, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. So please, choose very carefully today, because it may be the choice that will determine where you will be forever. Each of us will live or exist forever as a consequence of our decision made today. The Apostle Paul wrote these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2. And with these words I close. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.